reflecting on the cultivation we are each doing of these inner qualities, beautiful inner Buddha, cultivating the inner Dharma and the inner Sangha. These qualities of inner Buddhahood include care, generosity, and honesty. The care that we're showing by even coming to this retreat, committing day after day to showing up again and again for what's arising, whatever shows itself. Even when it's very challenging or it's obscure, we can't see into it yet, or overwhelming. This care that we're bringing to it by bringing mindfulness moment to moment, coming back, even when the body, the breathing, the emotions have this quality of recording and sometimes holding on to painful experiences we've been through. Sometimes we've been through a great deal of harm, individual harm and harm from the culture. And they've left their mark so that sometimes it's difficult to even touch the breathing or to be in the body that has recorded in the form of pain or injury what we've been through. Or in the mind, the emotions. Some emotions are overwhelming or so big that we haven't yet been able to allow them or feel them or tease them apart fully. But this care that keeps showing up is this inner Buddhahood of seeing what's there, seeing that the breath can be challenging, or it can be calm, or it can be a beautiful unfolding. Seeing that the body may be trying to transform a history of difficulty, conditions, into the body that holds all that we can be. And the emotions that are sometimes a very understandable result of what's happened in our lives, and they may be very protective. What's coming up as fear, anxiety, panic, anger, sadness can be a reflection of what we've been through. Wanting to shout or scream. And then there are these quiet, beautiful emotions that sometimes are so peaceful they're hard to recognize. Calm, contentedness. It takes some time and it takes some care to begin to see them. Then there's this quality of generosity, this Buddhahood of generosity that's emerging. In showing up to do this practice, you are generously becoming the human beings, becoming the world that you want to see around you. There's this simple generosity of doing your Sangha service jobs and your work yogi jobs and seeing this beautiful interdependence by which we care for each other on this retreat. That is a Buddha quality. And then the honesty of seeing what's here. Even when it's tough, even when it shows up and hangs out for much longer, maybe even years, or keeps coming back. The honesty that sees it, whether it's tough or easy or beautiful or just horrible, maybe we don't want to be feeling or thinking what we're feeling and thinking. Maybe there's even an extra layer of shame or guilt. But this very honesty is the beginning of the unfolding of Buddhahood. And it is the Dharma. It is lining up with this reality, this truth of what we're experiencing from moment to moment, not having to identify ourselves with them. You know, we are not our thoughts. We are not the sum total of our experiences. There is this Buddha quality in all of us and this Dharma emerging that's greater than all of those conditioned experiences. And this cultivation, basically this human healing quality that we each have and that is unfolding, even when it's very gradual and hard to see, this healing quality exists and is aiding us at every turn if we just keep showing up. We're becoming this Sangha that wants to be awake, that wants to hold the full breadth of our humanity in all of its colors and textures and characteristics and personalities. And this is how the world is transformed. When I came to this practice, it wasn't because somebody told me I must sign up for Buddhism or that there was something wrong with me that I had to fix right away and meditation was going to do it. It was seeing three people in my life, people I were starting to get to know, and seeing that they were qualitatively very different from other people around us. I didn't know what it was. I couldn't put my finger on it. But it turned out they were each Buddhists, and they were each practicing compassion and wisdom, and they had cultivated enough of it that I thought, that's how I'd like to be in the world. And that's how we're cultivating this quality of Sangha, becoming what we want to see and seeing these beautiful qualities in one another as we're here and as we are in our lives. So if you would, perhaps you could bring all of these fledgling qualities, whether they're little sprouts in you or they're fully flourishing plants. Bring those to mind, your own qualities and the qualities of other yogis that you see here or other people in your life that you respect. And perhaps take these words in and make them your own in your own way. May we grow and flourish in our inner Buddhahood. May we shine the light of the truth, of reality, of the Dharma into the darkest corners of pain or harm that we've experienced or that we've done in our lives. become the Sangha that cares for ourselves so that we can also care for one another. And may we radiate that out into the world to all beings. May all beings realize their inner Buddhahood, the Dharma, and become the Sangha in which we'd like to live. May all beings be free. Thank you.